This is a special edition of the Talk Editions podcast. My name is Charlotte Mundy, vocalist in Talk. You might notice that the sound quality is a little bit lower on this episode than in previous episodes. We are on tour right now, but we noticed that April 1st was coming right up, which was the date that we had set to release the first single from our upcoming album called Talkshaven, or Taxhaven, depending on how you want to say it. It is an album made up completely of riffs. That's right, the bizarre talking that we do in between actually getting work done in rehearsal. We recorded a bunch of it, and we're turning it into something kind of like a comedy album, perhaps. We're very excited about it. Something to know about this particular track is that I wasn't actually in rehearsal that day. I was homesick. So, especially for the podcast, I'm going to add a little bit of my own commentary in over top of what actually happened in rehearsal. Okay, here it is, the first single from Taxhaven. We hope you enjoy.
Should I get
I'll get out Contra. You going to splurge on Contra?
If
you think about it, is the Contra just one large pube?
No.
No.
It's
that's
obviously
so
basically everything is one
no.
cube.
No. No.
No.
No.
It's not.
Is the violin two pubes or six pubes?
The violin is one pube covered with four pubes, and then you play it
How
with
many
another
square
pube.
Cubic feet? How many square cubic feet?
Square cubic feet. Ellery, how many pubes is your instrument set up?
Like 17. Well, it's more, it's like, you can say wood is like pubes of the tree. I don't know what metal is. Pubes of earth?
Yeah. Truth is, pubes of the sea.
I just also want you to know that when we started this riff, like, Renee closed the door. After a bush of pubes, like, just off, like, a...
He's like, not saying goodbye to those fucking freaks.
Yeah, it's like, I'll leave them to it. Like, don't want to be there.
You know what? He doesn't have to come to Bushwick Public House. Maybe he will.
Miller Public Theater.
Oh my god.
Public Theater.
There's a lot of good to be done here.
Yeah.
If
your pubic feet. Oh, feet. Square pubic feet.
If the wood is pubes of the tree and the metal is pubes of the earth, is the wood like the grand pube of the earth?
Hmm?
Because the tree comes from earth.
Pubes and pubes, yeah.
Oh.
Pubes all the way down.
How do you feel, Madison? Have we desensitized you yet to this word?
No.
Exposure therapy.
It's slowly breaking my spirit. That's what it's doing. It's making me want to play less and less because you know what they say about clarinet.
It's just one thing.
Just wood in your mouth. It's just the misery stick.
Yeah. Who calls it that?
People.
Like real people. Or do people just joke about how people call it that?
Maybe I just call it the mystery stick.
I've never heard anyone else call it that.
No, I've heard people say mystery stick, misery stick.
Me neither. But I like
it. I like saying that people call it that.
No, I think
it gives me an excuse to call it that.
We should start that rumor.
It's not a rumor.
It is people.
Yeah.
Calling it that.
Yeah. I'm gonna start calling it that.
People.
That's plural.
Pubal.
Pubal.
Does
pubal
bother you,
No. What about pool?
No.
What about Scooby?
No.
What about
Squish?
It's like the U.
Pubie.
It's the U.
Oh, it's a double O with a Y in front.
What pupil is that? that as well.
Pupil's a fucking disgusting
it's
word.
Pupil. It's true. Or right. Pupa.
If anybody called me a pupil, I'd revolt.
I don't like pupa.
You don't like pupa.
I think it has to do with the meaning of the word.
I don't really know the logic.
Do you like pupa?
It's the meaning of the word.
I don't know why.
You like pupa?
I like the pew sound. Pew pew.
What about P-I-U-P-I-U? Pew pew. What about Poco Piumoso?
Yeah, wait.
No, about, yeah,
pube
in that word.
Pubemoso.
Poco
Pubemoso.
Poco Pubemoso. Poco Pubes.
Slide it right in there. Poco Pubemoso.
Can I tell you something? My sister just started dating someone whose name, guess what his name is?
Kevin.
It's the worst.
Kevin
Nance. It's not Kevin. It's not Kevin Nance. My sister's not dating another Kevin Nance or my Kevin Nance. But
really fun
imagine
all friends.
What the worst possible name is that somebody my sister could be dating is.
Bonya Bifferbean?
It's not Sonia. Okay. She's not anything another Sonia.
Is it?
It's not Bonya Bifferbean.
Sunny?
Begonia.
Sasha?
Think about it a little bit more. What's the worst possible name?
It's got to be their dad's name.
Keith?
I don't know if there's
Chuck?
One answer to this.
It's
yep. And I swear to you, I got that the first time I listened to this fresh, you know, no cheating. I got that it was. Mm-hmm.
Wait.
So I'm like, just call Daria. She's like, I think he wants to be all.
And you're like, sorry, veto your name.
And you're like, I can never introduce you to my dad.
I don't think I can just decide to call him something else.
She must.
I'm like, you actually can and you should.
She could call him Honey Bunches.
Yeah. Sugar Pea. She could call him Sugar Pea.
She's like, well, I never called Dad. But then when she, like, refers to him, she's like, yeah, still weird.
Like, imagine dating someone named Michaeline. Also very rare name.
Rare. Yeah, it's less likely. But not that
no, that's like a old person name.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm recording.
This is
we set the terms yesterday, y'all.
Oh shit, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but Charlotte's still here.
I know, so we can send it to her. This is our get well card.
And she can do
commentary.
That'd be fantastic. What would you say?
She can do commentary.
Yeah, she'd be good.
She can do like that podcast thing where you like where the episode is going and then there's like a cutaway and it's like, this is what they're referring to in this riff.
Wow, this is so meta.
Yo, like a tax encyclopedia.
I'm sending this to you now, Char.
Well, there you have it, Tack fans. The first single from our album, Tax Haven. Keep your eyes peeled for the rest of it coming out at some point in the future. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you're having a great April Fool's Day. Bye.